Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us.
First, a reminder, try to get the confession if you haven't made it yet before our retreat is finished. I cannot stress or overstress too much the need for making a good confession. And secondly, we are having all that question answer period this evening. Be sure to submit your question or problem, whichever you wish, for tonight's program. And I am pleased and thank you for the spirit of recollection compared to that you are observing. Our present meditation will be the family in the lay apostolate. Our last meditation was on marriage and its apostolic implication. A family follows logically on marriage. We believe there would be no family unless there were marriage, because implied in marriage, and I repeat, as Christ taught his followers and change the course of history, marriage is a permanent commitment that watches, not merely a permanent commitment on the part of the marrying people, but a permanent commitment on God's part in providing the grace. I'd recommend to all of you reading the late Archbishop Sheen, Three to Get Married, Husband, Wife, and Jesus Christ. We now begin a series of questions based, as we have been doing, on the teaching of the Second Vatican Council in his historic document on the lay apostolate. The question is, how is the family the primary cell of society? That it is such is a matter of both reason and faith. But how is the question directed? And the Church tells us, the family is a primary cell of society by a mission of God Himself. God Himself has instituted the family, and has been saying, until God had revealed to the chosen people of the old law that there is and should be such a thing as a family, and the close, very close, intimate relationship among the people of the chosen race, the foundation of the family in the old law, elevated, as we said, by Jesus Christ, there would be no family. The men, members of the family, are united by the mutual affection. Believe you me, those are not words. In fact, there is no union of the family. Stronger still, there is no family unless some members of what we call the family are united by mutual affection. An affection which, as we said before, is no mere love. It is charity, elevated by Christ, whereby people love one another. And this is Christ's teaching at the Last Supper. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Not merely loving another person. A loving B, B loving C, C loving D. No, it is loving one another. A loving B, B loving B, B loving A. It is a mutual affection which is possible in the family only because of the grace offered by Christ, and I repeat, through the sacrament of matrimony. By their praying together, the late Father Peyton must remember the family of faith together stays together. Now, should you know, Father Peyton's cause has been introduced with a view to his evangelist, it is God's view, beatification. I am afraid from many people, including many Catholics, for a family to pray together is nice, is a pious prayer, sounds good, but not realistic. The future of the American family, the future of the Catholic Church in our nation depends on families praying together. And the number that are doing so, the God knows, that my estimation is, it is only a minimum. In the Acts of the Apostles, no sooner were the 3,000 some baptized by the Apostles of Pentecost Sunday, and we are told by St. Luke, they just baptized Christians, when we call them the social birthday of the Church, Pentecost Sunday. The Church came into existence the moment Christ died on Calvary. But as a society, the first missionary enterprise with phenomenal success under the guidance of the Holy Spirit took place on Pentecost Sunday. No sooner does Luke tell us these people were baptized, he tells us they came and prayed together. And there's one thing I wish to leave with you as a fruit of this retreat. It is notion of praying together. I see the tone, the tone, the reality in my name. I'm in the midst of them. Pray together. Talk to your wife. Talk to your children. Even as simple a thing as saying grace before and after meals together. Here, thank God, we have the endless. If you don't know the endless, learn it. In the endless together. The rosary together. Our sister gets mad. Together. Many factors and circumstances in, as we know, the modern family, which prevents a regular freedom. Pray together, but pray as often as you can to get the occasion to pray together. This, I repeat, is an injunction, first of Christ Himself and now His Church. By their participation in the Church's liturgy, what a beautiful sight to see a father, mother, and children attending the sacrifice of the Mass together. And their practice of the family apostolate among themselves and the family as a family, reaching out to others. Apostolically. We go on. What are some examples of the family of apostolate? A Christian family offers hospitality to others. And assist those who are suffering from want. Sounds nice. A Christian family offers hospitality to others. This doctrine, obviously, was drafted for the whole existing world. Even as I use these words quoting from the Second Vatican Council, I say to myself, some of you may be thinking, oh, this sounds nice. Do you realize, you might say, what risk we would be taking, what you call offering hospitality? I've lived in New York City for 14 years. No one knows the exact figure, but there's an estimate up to 1 million New Yorkers do not have at night a place to stay. Coming home from class at the university in cold winter nights, of grace covering, well, the business offices. And then some heat coming up to the steel grates along the sidewalk. Countless men and women speaking of these grates to have some semblance of warmth, no place to live. And you look up, and there's the Empire State Building. And I'm sure some of you more than once in Calcutta. No one knows the number of people. It's in the millions. In one city, a population of which we estimate is 16 million. No place to spend the night. It's other people, we are now and are living in a dream. Most of the human race is not a figure of speech. Most of the human race goes to bed hungry every night. And we, the best fed nation in the world, when our 20th year in working for the mission of challenges has drastically changed my life. Before the retreat of Rosen, ask yourself, are you and your family can begin or continue to please God you already doing something to provide some support and no mainly money, some charitable hospitality assistance to other families. Asking what are some examples of the family of hospitality. And we began by saying, a Christian family offers hospitality to others. Assists those who are suffering from war. We are, pardon me, some of us are, multimillionaires, but by contrast with so many first world and other countries, but even in our own nation, and yet especially those there are so many others in desperate need. The adoption of children I don't want to remember what I told, say, the group that I'm speaking to. But I'll tell you about the woman had a child, father wedlock, the father and sister, on an abortion. Did I tell you this one? She would not show the child, send off to Canada, and the baby legally adopted under Canadian law came back and found herself to the lawsuit by the father of the child. And she lost the first lawsuit. Impossible. She now married head and then roll in the saddle. A penalty or $6 million. And plus, she's appealing. I've been corresponding with her. She told me there is a nationwide, highly organized movement to make the adoption of children against the American law. Forbidding adoption. And I move forward. But as a present administration is re-elected, abortion will become mandatory in the United States. Believe me, it is not just another retreat. We are living in a more decristianized, more paganized nation. I would say in the world. In the world, because of our powerful political and financial influence over nations. The adoption of children. Helping the administration of schools. And some of you starting new schools, Catholic schools. Dear Lord, we need them. Once so many of became seduced by the Father of Love, I see the gain of the figure which increases in every year. 85% of our once flourishing Catholic schools, however, are so easily assumed. Advising adolescents of course you must have strong motivation. All the young people know that they're so widely deceived, seduced by the Father's mind who has minions in high places in our government, and sadly, I have to say, and some in authority in the Catholic Church. Assisting engaged couples and preparing them for marriage. You might object, what business is that of mine? It is. God will. Taking a share in charities and teaching. Now, White said, and I'm sure many of you know, how White said, is the ignorance of even the fundamentals of a Catholic faith among one strongly believing and dedicated Catholic, providing for the ages. We have St. Joseph's home here in Palestine, send help by the little sister of the poor. The little sister of the poor are under tremendous pressure by the government not to harm or provide asylum to their children for the aged. And one thing they do is shift, move some of the aged residents from one city to another so as not to be subject to the demonic law, which want to seal off the aged that are a burden on our tax dollars. I became a partner for lawsuits that have to be dropped for fear of death, threats of death, during this one large, deep city, home for the ages. One of the Catholic nurses and her 5-year residents there counted over 2,000 aged people that were killed by the administration in that one Shelby Poland facility. And the money pocketed by the administration. Providing for the for the ways of fulfilling the duty of a family of hospitals. And these are just examples. How we need, how desperately we need to re-examine our conscience and ask ourselves, what are we as a family doing? The most fundamental Christian charity. Oh, a short question and a long answer. That's your son. We need it. In me, where the gospel of Peter, the first song, or when the church finds herself in strong opposition. The United States does not qualify on the first level. The seed of the gospel theory was first planted by Christopher Columbus in 1492. There was, shall we call it a crusade, such an organized. And the Columbus conspiracy in our country. I gave a series of lectures in 92 defending Columbus. I repeated on some missionary attacks. Period. Because Columbus and the Gaul to bring Christianity for the dear and loving American Indian in the New World. The dear loving aspect on their feast days in honor of their God and pulling fingers from his throne would kill up to 10,000 children in sacrifice to their God. So I know it. There's not so much qualified in the first level. When the seeds of the gospel are being first sown, but a melt are surely qualified. And that's the question. We are in the family of apostles that especially needed where the gospel and the church find themselves in strong opposition. I know every syllable of the next sentence, and I can prove it. Billions are being spent in America to destroy the Catholic Church. And this is North America and South America. Rome's population is an average of 1 million Roman Catholics. That's the use from the Catholic faith every year in Latin America and become members of one of the weird cults. Again, popular, and I mean my figures, by the billions. During a conference I gave some time ago in Paraguay, I was told my sister did not know of one country in Latin America and recognized a wedding in a Catholic church and valid in the eyes of the law. Amazingly, and total control of South America. In all these situations, I'm not quoting back again from the conference, the Catholic family is a witness to what Christian marriage should be. In my years of teaching the Missionaries of Charity in New York, one day of every week, Thursday, I did a class at the university. I spent the whole day teaching a Missionaries of Charity in the Bronx. I asked him, how many would you say of the people you serve in the Bronx, a Bronx population of almost 2 million, how many of the children that you care for would you say with a mother and a father who are living in, and they told me that low 10%. Even marriage itself, for the first time in our history, we are now releasing statistics on the number of people. What word shall I use? That are living together. explain. But no, Rabbi Gendauer. In one this instance, here it is, in our quoting, I may have quoted at least in paraphrase before, in one this instance of the first section of Christianity, marriage, where a husband and wife live together, one man, one woman, faithful to one another until death. Unheard of in the Roman Empire. He wants this business in the first century of Christianity. Now, was mainly responsible for the propagation of the true faith. Catholic Church will survive only when there are still husbands and wives living faithful to one another, one man, one woman, until death, and accepting the children that God wants to send them. Everywhere else, the Catholic Church will disappear. Now the quotation. In the famous letter to Diognetus, D-O-G-N-E-T-U-S, between 100 and 120 AD. We read, and this quotation by now I've given hundreds of times to as many audiences. I got it. Question all formality and have children. But they do not expose these children. But they do not expose these children, in other words, by killing them. Christians share their meals, but not their wives. Christians live in the flesh, but they are not governed by the desire of the flesh. There are some 2,200 active living dioceses in the Catholic Church today. But parallel figures, there are some 1,900 extinct dioceses in the world today. Just disappear. And why? Partially because of persecution, but mainly because those who have been Christian, faith for the teaching of Christ, and all they became more prosperous materially. But they died out spiritually. There is an inverse proportion between the material prosperity of a nation and its Immature. Holy. Even. To. Disintegration. In the document from which we are quoting, the Church speaks about the necessity for the practice of poverty if the apostolate is going to succeed. Over the years, I've given some unusual retreats. One, a closed retreat to multimillionaires. And you can imagine what I talked about. The theme of the retreat was Christ's teaching. It is very hard for a rich man to enter heaven. Can't believe it now. The man stayed for 3 days. What verb shall I use? But earthly possession. Are good. Pope John Paul II, while I was teaching in New York, and he spoke in the Yankee Stadium, standing remotely, tens of thousands, hearing the Holy Father outside the stadium. This was his message. The Americans have been blessed beyond the wildest dreams and being a very prosperous nation for which you should thank God. The way you are to thank God is to open your hearts to share not just your will, but your political power. All the wonderful things that God has blessed, you are not to blame. Share this riches with us. Another thought way back in my seminary days before my ordination, and the teacher then evolved theology on the Father of Heaven healing. He was the one who got me out of my graduate studies in science and had a provincial seminary to Rome for my doctorate in theology. The healing are then one of the wealthiest families in Detroit, so I know that. Father Healy told us, his gentle students, all the people, don't be afraid. If they don't call you back, there's enough work to do elsewhere. Tell the people to share what God has so generously given them. Share that with others. fourth day of the retreat, I am breathing with you on the lid of our walls. You and your belly men with your water. Pray, ask for light. Who can lead? For I assist. And not just with money, but with time and energy. And not just in the United States, but elsewhere. The middle who are in need of everything which we have in such superabundance.